Hey everybody, welcome back to the Financial Freedom Show. Today, I want to talk about my experiences using three, I guess probably the most popular investing platforms, Fidelity, Vanguard, and Schwab. It came up, a number of people have asked me my views, how do you pick between the three? Does it really matter? And so that's what we're going to do in today's video. I've got seven things I want to share with you that I hopefully will help you decide what's best, you know, for your specific situation. Now, just as background, I've used Fidelity and Vanguard, I don't know, 1,000 years, probably not quite that long, I don't know, 20, 25 years. I had my earliest 401ks were with Fidelity. That's how I first started to use Fidelity. I didn't have a choice. And then I opened up Vanguard on my own, mainly because I'm a big proponent of index funds. And of course, today you can find them, you know, just about anywhere. But, you know, I'm old enough to remember that wasn't always the case. And so Vanguard was a great place to go to get, at that time, mutual funds, index mutual funds. So I opened up a Vanguard account a long time ago. Don't have as much experience with Schwab, but I've been there a number of years as well. So used all three platforms. And so that's sort of what it's based on. I've had personal accounts, business accounts, trust accounts, retirement accounts, personal accounts, HSA accounts, donor advised fund at Vanguard. I've used a lot of what they have to offer, but that's sort of a background. That's my experience with the three platforms. So let's dive in. I got my notes here. We've got seven things we're going to cover. The first is, particularly if you're just starting out, you want to open up, you know, a simple account. You're going to get a traditional or Roth IRA. Maybe you want a taxable account. I would say as a practical matter, they're all pretty good. We're going to see some big differences in a minute. But if you don't have a high demand on services, you're probably not going to need to speak to support very often. You've got a very simple setup. You just want an IRA and put some money in it, you know, once a year or whatever. They're all relatively easy to use. They're obviously well-known large companies. I think you would do fine at any of them. I've bought and sold mutual funds, ETFs, stocks, treasury bills. Each platform, you know, the interface is a little different, but at the end of the day, it's pretty similar. I wouldn't see one as necessarily more advantageous than any of the others for that sort of basic situation. Now, having said that, when it comes to the technology, and in particular the website and then the smartphone and iPad apps, in my experience, there is a big difference, and for me, it's this order. Fidelity is, in my view, head and shoulders the best. Both their website, if you're on a laptop or desktop, their iPad or tablet app, and their smartphone app. I just find it easy to navigate. That's particularly true if you start to have a lot of accounts. You know, you're married, you both have a traditional IRA or rollover IRA, you both have Roth IRAs, maybe you both have HSAs and a taxable account. Just navigating from one account to the other, Fidelity's interface is just simple and easy to use. Now, Schwab, I think the look and feel of it is too busy for me, a little more complicated, but it still gets the job done, and it's perfectly fine. The same with Vanguard, I would say. They've had some more issues, I think, in the past with some of their technology, and I really don't care for their website interface, but I will say it does depend on exactly what kind of account you have. So if you're using their digital advisory services, you're going to have a very different user experience than someone like myself, who I use that just as a test, but that's not where I kept my accounts with Vanguard. So I even complained to them at one point, why do you give folks that pay you, 30 or 50 basis points, whatever it might be, a better web experience than those, folks that just invest on their own? Shouldn't we all get a good web experience? I don't know. They didn't really have an answer to that. So in terms of the apps and the website, I really think Fidelity is the best of the bunch. Now, the next thing, this is number three, and this is going to be particularly important for folks in or near retirement, and that is cash management. And there are a couple of things at issue here. The first is, do you want to sort of combine all your investments and your banking into one place? So you could have your checking account at one of these, maybe a debit card, a credit card. If that's the case, then Fidelity or Schwab are your options. Vanguard has basically given up on trying to do that. It doesn't have that kind of cash management. features or services at all. That you can get check writing ability for some accounts, but clearly Schwab and Fidelity are the best. They both offer credit cards. Schwab has a relationship with Amex. With Fidelity, I believe it's Visa. You can get a 2% cashback card from Fidelity. They both have, you know, get checking accounts and your typical bank accounts that are all sort of connected with your investments. The one area in this same sort of cash management top category, though, where Fidelity stands out is in your sweep account. So if you've got, you know, you got all your investments and maybe you get dividends that go into a cash account, or you make a purchase but you don't use up all your cash. At Fidelity, they're in a federal money market fund that's currently paying about 5% yield. At Schwab, they put it in this FDIC sweep account, which sounds good until you realize it only pays 45 basis points. A real hassle. So you've got to constantly be aware at Schwab, don't leave your money in that account unless it's for a day or two. You know, is there any money in there? You got to get it into at least a money market fund or maybe into T-bills, depending on, or invest it, depending on what you want to do. But you don't want to leave it in the sweep account at Schwab. They're cheap over there. Fidelity, I think, does a lot better. So, you know, if you're weighing that, I guess I give the nod to Fidelity. But again, you can manage your cash management. You can work with either Schwab or Fidelity, except for that one difference. Vanguard, no, you're kind of out of luck. Now, customer service. This is a big one. And I've used all three extensively, both with phone calls. I've had reps assigned to me. I've done online chat. Without question, Fidelity and Schwab are head and shoulders better than Vanguard. Vanguard has really not done well in this area at all. And I've heard some horror stories where people are on hold for 30 or 40 minutes. Now, I had never experienced that. But they at one point assigned a rep to my account, and then they took that away. I just found their level of service to be very, very frustrating. Again, if you're just opening up an IRA for now, maybe it doesn't matter. But when you get into the retirement and you're dealing with required minimum distributions and you want to maybe set up a trust for estate planning, and you have, you know, maybe you have a business account, you want to set up a solo 401k like I did for my small business, Vanguard's just not the place to be. I'm sorry. I wish I didn't have to say that because I love Vanguard. I love the late Jack Bogle. I love everything that Vanguard stands for as an index fund investor. But when it comes to customer service, Schwab and Fidelity, head and shoulders better. They also have offices. So I have a Schwab and a Fidelity office within 10 minutes of my home. Not that I go there very often, but it's kind of comforting to know that I could. You know, as between the two of them, I've had good experience with both. So I don't see as one doing better than the other, but they're both much, much better than Vanguard. Now, the next one, this is number five, tools. You might not think about it, tools. You might think of investing tools. And if you're a day trader, you know, you might need certain kind of tools. I don't need that because I'm more like a century trader. So I try to be. So I don't need those kind of tools. But there is the issue of maybe aggregating all of your accounts within the tools offered by one of these brokers. So in other words, maybe you have accounts at all three, or maybe you also have an account at M1 or at Betterment or, you know, at wherever, and you'd like to see all your investments in one place. Now, we know, longtime viewers know, we've talked about Empower. Cubera is another one that I like. I'll leave links to all this below the video. Cubera is another one I like. Stock Rover is another one that I like. But you can also use your broker. Now, all three of them allow you to connect outside accounts so that you can see all of your investments at one place. And by the way, they use the same technology to connect, you know, let's say a Fidelity is going to use the same technology to connect, say, your Vanguard account so that you can see it all at Fidelity that any of these data aggregators are using, okay? So in that sense, you can do that with all three of them. The one thing that Fidelity offers that the other two don't is what's called Fidelity Full View. It's based on eMoney, which is a sort of a financial planning tool that advisors use. I have access to it through an advisor that I work with. It's not my favorite tool, actually. I mean, it does a lot, but its user interface is not great. But it is available to you at Fidelity, which gives you more than just linking your accounts. You can see your asset allocation aggregated across all accounts that you may have. Wherever you've got investments and other financial assets, you know, if you link them with Full View. So that is, I think, a nod to Fidelity. that they have that. I don't know that it's, I would make my decision based on that, but it's something that, that might be of interest to you. Okay, number six, we got two more. All three of them offer automated investing services. You may have heard them referred to as robo-advisors. I've tested Vanguard's and did a video on it, I don't know, year and a half ago. Wasn't happy with it, had a lot of errors with it. I'm gonna assume, hope they've corrected those. But their tool was much more limited in the kinds of accounts you could open up through the, their robo-advisor, digital advisory service. Schwab's and Fidelity's, they're much more expansive in terms of the types of accounts you can open up. Having said that, I probably wouldn't pick any of these. If I wanted a robo-advisor, I wouldn't pick Fidelity, Schwab, or Vanguard. I would either go to Betterment or Wealthfront. If I want sort of a full service, they're going to do it for me for 25 basis points and get it done. Or if I was willing to take a little more active role, M1 Finance is another option. Even actually Public, which is not a broker that I've talked a lot about on this show, but I've been investigating it. They have some investment plans where you can put together a good index fund-based portfolio. I think theirs uses iShares from BlackRock. But in any event, I would end up picking something along those lines over Fidelity, Schwab, or Vanguard. But if we're just comparing those three, I would prefer Fidelity and Schwab's robo-advisors over Vanguard. Between those two, I'd probably pick Fidelity. Schwab forces you to put keep more money in cash than I would want to. At least they did the last time I checked. So that's they do offer it, but that's my take on the three. And then the last thing is account types. You know, if you're just getting a traditional IRA or a Roth and a taxable account, they're all going to offer that. One of the things that I think a lot of folks, including, you know, you might be in the same boat, I know I am, one of the account types that a lot of people have are HSAs, health savings accounts. If you have a high deductible health care plan, it's a great way to save for medical expenses and even to save for retirement and medical expenses in retirement, because unlike a flexible spending account, you don't have to use it all each year. You can save it up for decades. And so Fidelity offers, actually, they have one of the best HSAs available anywhere, as it turns out, in terms of no fees. You can invest all your money in it. You don't have to keep some of it in a cash account, as many HSA accounts require. So it's a really, really good HSA account. To my knowledge, neither Schwab nor Vanguard offer their own HSA account. Now, you might find them in like a Schwab type investment platform inside a different company's HSA, but they don't offer an HSA account, at least, again, as far as I know. So if you were looking to like have most of your accounts or all of your accounts in one place and they included HSAs, then Fidelity would be your option. So having said all of that, if I had to limit myself to one broker, which I don't, but if I did, to me, Fidelity would be the strong first choice. I think Schwab would be a not too distant second, and Vanguard would be a very distant third. Now, keep in mind, at both Fidelity and Schwab and any broker, I can always invest in Vanguard ETFs, and in fact, I do. So I don't have to go to Vanguard to get access to their great index funds. Now, if I wanted to invest in mutual funds, there are going to be fees that you'll have to pay at a Fidelity or Schwab to buy a mutual fund, but I'm just as happy with the ETF version, and those don't have fees to buy them at Fidelity or Schwab. So there you go. That's my take on Fidelity versus Schwab versus Vanguard. Would love to know your opinion. And if you have any questions as well, just leave them in the comments below. Be happy to help you out any way I can. And until next time, remember, the best thing money can buy is financial freedom.